You're listening to a Countout Podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, guys, gals, non-binary pals, welcome to another episode of Your Dose of Death Podcast. As always, it's just me, your friendly neighborhood host, Lauren, bringing you some more goods here for you guys around the deathmatch world. Today, I have a new one. First of all, a state that doesn't really see a lot of deathmatch wrestling, one. Secondly, two great people here that I have who are the minds behind a brand spanking new promotion, have a lot of great ideas in the chamber. Really excited for you guys to hear from them. The great minds behind Rated R Wrestling, Simon, Razor, guys, welcome to the show. I believe this is your first time doing like kind of like an interview, kind of in front of a camera for this.
This is the first time. Go ahead.
No, sorry. You can see it's our first time. No, it's exactly. Our first time doing any sort of interview, any sort of major PR. But I'm very glad that you let us be on your show. Thank you very much, just first and foremost, because without you, this doesn't exactly get to transpire whatsoever.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. I always want to spotlight the best and brightest in the community, but also new aspiring ideas and goals. And I mean, you guys, first of all, congratulations for getting to this point, because a lot of people want to say, oh, let's just start a wrestling company. Oh, let's just run a professional wrestling show. And I think about a good like 99% of those just kind of become pipe dreams and nothing comes of it. You guys are making this a reality. I mean, you're running in Hurricane West Virginia, which if you had to ask someone on a map, I don't think most people would say, oh, that's Hurricane West Virginia. So again, massive kudos to you.
Hurricane is a little bit more not known on sort of a national level.
It's a bit out there.
There's a lot of good talent in West Virginia and Virginia and the surrounding southern area itself. And starting off, we are going to try and spotlight some of it, but we are bringing in other names from other areas, most notably, you know, Neil Diamond Cutter in our main event, which is I'm super fucking stoked about. I don't know about y'all.
Absolutely. 100%. It's the Honey Badger, man.
Yeah, I mean, he's one of, in my opinion, he's one of the current, I would say, crowd favorites, I guess, in a way, within the deathmatch community. Like, if you were able to get Neil Diamond Cutter on your show, then you have somewhere to go. Is kind of how I'm thinking about it, which thankfully we do got him on the show.
Yeah, you sure do. And someone who's the original Prince of the Deathmatch winner, an insane winner, a guy who's been around the block. Like, it's good credibility. You
know, is followed. Right. He was very simple to book, in my opinion. That's my cat. apologies if you hear noises in the background.
No worries. No worries.
Yeah.
So we're just sort of the best thing we can do is ignore them.
Yeah. I get it.
So
I just personally, this is sorry to cut in, Razor.
No, but no
just
worries.
Because you were going over tournaments and whatnot. I think for me, so as a bit of background, Razor is the big deathmatch fan of the two of us.
Yeah.
He is the ruthless pro guy. He is the really any company you can name. He has been their guy for a while, and rightfully so. He is one of the most knowledgeable men I've ever met about deathmatch wrestling. Myself, my background comes more, I grew up watching the mainstream stuff and then getting super into like booking Sims and all that type of stuff. So I knew names just through the internet. I knew names through whatever I could find. But one thing that sticks out to me about Neil Diamond Cutter is the man won the Danny Havoc Hardcore Title Tournament for H2O Wrestling. And Danny Havoc, rest his soul, I miss that man so much. He was my favorite deathmatch wrestler of all time. And so to have Neil Diamond Cutter coming to our promotion in a way is, you know, honoring that legacy by he won the tournament and now he's here. And it means a lot to me that we're getting him on there because it is the closest I'm going to get to my hardcore idol being on a show.
Other than I think maybe Matt Tremont would be a close.
Tremont would be, well, Tremont's your guy.
Tremont for me is a pipe dream at this moment.
Both
I do
great
love it.
names. That is really cool. I want to kind of get into, as you were talking about, Simon, like your background in wrestling. I want to actually really start off, where did Rated R wrestling come from? I really want,
All
however
right,
you guys want to start this, let's
go
talk
right
a little
ahead.
bit.
I don't know how in deep Razor wants to get into this because this goes a bit personal at times. But the way Rated R Wrestling started, this was a brainchild of mine. If you've ever heard of, and this is going to sound like the nerdiest, dorkiest
Dork shit.
shit,
Dork
but
shit.
there is a tabletop role playing game out there. It's done with the powered by the Apocalypse system called Worldwide Wrestling. And the way Razor and I met and the way Rated R Wrestling came about was I ran a promotion in the second edition of that game called Rated R Wrestling. And I met Razor. He played a deathmatch worker for the promotion. And the two of us, we clicked. I mean,
Not at first.
outside of me
Not
having
at
to yell at
first. We
no,
were not. We were
not
not
at first.
great
At first I had to yell at you because you kept injuring other people
at
and
first. Hey, dude, listen. Okay, I was trying to figure out the system. Once I figured it out, I was solid.
yes, but like after a couple months, I bring in other people, whatever, Razor and I, we find well, then we click. And
Right.
time goes on and the game lasts for about a calendar year, and we both go through some rough patches. We both go through like hiatuses, whatever, take a week off to go visit my family out in Missouri, that type of stuff. But we finally got it all done. It wrapped up, I want to like, as I said, a year or so after it had formed. And Razor comes up. This is maybe a couple months back. This had to have been start of 2024, maybe even end of 2023, where
Yeah, I think it was
you,
like November-ish last
yeah,
year.
where
So this
you,
time last year.
yeah, you had said, hey, let's start a, like, we could start a wrestling promotion. And because at the time, my online tagline is usually Mr. Lethal's or Mr. Lethal's Productions. So on a couple of shows, you might have seen a flag or two. You might have seen Hood Foot wearing a Chicago flag with my logo on it.
Yes, I very much remember that.
You might have seen back when they used to team up, the Bruisers came out to a show wearing Mr.
Yes, they
Lethal's
did.
production shirts.
Still have one of those shirts somewhere, I believe. Let me look for it. Keep talking,
Yeah,
I'll look for
he still has the shirts, I have the flags, but I would sponsor Deathmatch wrestling shows. This is for the sake of my, at the time it was just my Twitch because I streamed a 2K universe mode under that name
it.
with a bunch of my friends. And it's like, I got the money. Sponsor a couple shows, sponsor a few wrestlers, get the name out there. And Razor's like, well, you have the name, and Rated R Wrestling, that's, it was a name that nobody used. And it's like, well, why not make this a wrestling promotion? And so Razor came up with that, and it started snowballing from there of like, okay, well, as he has the shirt.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Still covered in blood, got Mitch Malik's signature on
I
it.
think that
That's
was
like
one. I think that was
your
in
half.
March, that show with the Bruisers.
I believe so.
Yes, because I was filming ringside for that one, so I remember that show very well. I was
I
like,
think it was
or
the Animosity in
it was
Chicago, Illinois.
Animosity.
Illinois. Yeah.
Yep.
But Razor comes up, is like, why don't we make this an actual show? And at first, it was going to be a one-off because my friend group at the time, who I'm not going to get into detail over it, but had a falling out with some of them, keep in touch with most of them. Nothing bad. It's just general burnout, drama, the sort of stuff that, friend groups go through.
Shit happens.
It was going to be a thing of just, oh, let's pop the boys. And then it became, after that drama went down, well, we still want to do this. Might as well make it an actual promotion. Might as well make it into something. And that's how we got, a hardcore on board. It's how we have Mikey Anarchy on board. It's how we have Neil Diamond Cutter on board. And all of a sudden, we're looking, it's like, we got actual talent name. We got like proper names. I mean, if you want to talk, not even just through Deathmatch, we have the Young Stallions who they're going to be wrestling a tag team match. And I got to say, this is from someone who'd never seen them before. I saw their promo that they put out. It was a hype up. They were doing Tag Team Open Challenge, and I saw them. And I'm looking, and it's like, these guys actually seem to get it. These guys, and I love the idea of obviously Rated R Wrestling is going to be a deathmatch promotion. They are the real wrestlers of
Yeah,
Rated R
right.
Wrestling. And that's, to me, that's just perfect. It's like, no, you guys, we need to have some people like that. We can't just have all deathmatch. We can't just have all, if everyone's a freak, then nobody's a freak. You gotta have some
Yeah.
You gotta have some people who want to do things the right way, quote unquote. And then no matter what happens in the tag match, they're still going to be hopefully part of things going forward.
Right.
Wow, I mean, and that's it's really cool because Simon, where are you from originally?
Connecticut. I'm born and raised in
And
Connecticut.
Razor, where are you from again?
I am in the great state of Ohio, which most of you hate, but hey, it's not that bad, I promise. It really isn't. We're not all the
No,
Connecticut's coming out.
I know. But it's crazy that you guys came
Oh, it isn't that bad.
together and now like you're making this dream a reality. That's what I love about this because wrestling has no borders. It never has and never will. You never know where you're gonna meet your friend. You never know where you're gonna meet your freaking business partner for crying out loud. You never know.
Right.
And so I appreciate that about your ambition and who you're bringing to. Because yeah, Neil Diamond Carter is a big name, but Mikey Anarchy, Hardcore, those are up and comers. Young
Right.
Stallions, up and comers. Like you're
Gigi
putting out a
Jacobs,
variety.
especially.
Gigi, oh
Oh my
man,
God,
the
Gigi Jacobs.
mayor of
We'll
Poundtown, baby.
get into that
Absolutely.
later.
My next question as well is how has it been constructing this match card for your first show? Because you've had a bit of time to kind of just put the pieces of the puzzle together. And it seems from what we've talked about so far, it's looking the way you guys have wanted, or at least have
Yeah,
envisioned it.
I would say for us, this actually making this card mostly took place in one night.
Oh my
Most
God,
of
yeah.
it took place. We sat. I will say, Dewey the Hot Dog. He's
Hot
not only
dog,
a sales announcer.
Dewey.
He's one of our graphics guys. He's a good friend. We sat down with him and we essentially looked through who he had like graphics for already, right? And we went. Can we get this guy? Can we make one for this guy? Can we make one for this guy? And then we kind of picked through that list and went, we can do something. We can do something here. And it sort of shaped up to be how we originally envisioned it. Of course, you know, there was because now that at least Mitch has gone public with it, the Bruisers, unfortunately, they decided to split separate ways amicably. Like they don't want to do with each other. I don't know why. I was not going to ask. That's none of my business. But
I wish the
so
best
we
for both of them either
I
way.
did too.
Absolutely. We
100%.
wish the best for both of them. There's absolutely no ill will. Mitch has stayed on. Robert has not, is what it is. So we do have, we're still kind of, you know, a little bit throwing around a couple names for who we could bring in for him. And he has thrown in some names as well, which we may go with one of his names, which
Okay. Yeah,
going to be very interesting.
he's
Very
he's put
interesting.
he's put out some very interesting names. I'll say that much. From what Razor has told me, because that's gone mostly Mitch has talked with Razor, and then Razor will bring stuff up to me. And there's a couple names that, you know, being outsider, I don't recognize. There's been a couple I recognize, and I think it's mostly the ones that I've been able to latch onto have been
Right.
like, ooh. Ooh, if we could get them, that would be big for us.
Like, this is overall a group effort. You know, we both do try to, while we don't have the entire knowledge of what we, the knowledge of what we do have, we both use to support each other and in order to make two halves of a whole, kind of is what I'm getting at.
Yeah.
Like, we're apart, we would have been pretty much nothing, but because we've come together, we're actually able to do.
Yeah. And I think that's great because it's not easy on your own. It is not,
Oh, no.
especially I've learned in the years I've been around wrestling, it really is easier collaborative effort. It does not just take one person to do an entire booking. Like
Oh, no.
everyone
It's
has
like
their
raising
pipe
a
dreams,
child.
man.
You know, it takes a village.
And so, I mean, again, this is your first public appearance. Like you guys are now out and about as the brainchild of
Now we're
Rayar
here.
Wrestling. And with that being said, what maybe has become maybe a bit of a roadblock getting to your first show in April? What is something that maybe you've experienced where like, oh, this might have been easy on like in your head,
Yeah.
but now it's like, oh crap, like this might be a bit of a roadblock here.
I mean, I think one of the first ones we faced was getting outside talent that weren't particularly deathmatch and seeing if they'd be willing to do the show. I'm not going to name names because I'm not holding ill will towards them. There were a couple talents we reached out to, whether they be based in Northeast or whether they be based down in West Virginia, wherever, of like, hey, we're thinking about doing this show. We have a spot for you. Do you want to come on? And they say, no, thanks, because they want to either do. Some people couldn't make the travel. Some people were wanting to do a family-friendly image, which I totally respect, whatever their choice
Absolutely.
is, because at the end of the day, this is their career as well that they're
Yeah.
putting out there. They have to promote themselves. But it's still a bit of a trouble where you're thinking one thing and then the talent unfortunately isn't able to do it.
Okay.
There's also usually venues. It's no secret.
Yeah.
It's no secret that a lot of venues are not open to deathmatch wrestling. I get it. There's glass, there's barbed wire, there's blood. There's going to be some sort of risk involved. And yeah, understandable. But we do have a nice enough ring crew. We do. We're both of us are going to be hands-on in the cleaning, in the move, transport of ring, transport of all the seating. We're very hands-on in what we do. We take pride in the fact that we're doing this,
And that is awesome to hear, especially when you're trying to sell promotion, especially one where you're getting into kind of high risk territory. You want to still have ensure whoever the venue it owner is or whoever that not only, yes, we're going to put on a good show, we're going to put asses in seats, we're also going to give them a safe and productive time, and we're going to make sure that everything goes our way, but also the way the venue wants it to go. And I mean, Razor, me and you have known each other for a hot minute. Like, it's been a minute. And then getting
We've
to know
had
you, Simon, as well. Like, it's been great to get to know you as well. That being said, I mean, Razor, for you, because you've been hitting the ground running on PR. That is no secret. Me and you both know this. And what has it been like to be like, yeah, like, I'm not just some fan anymore. Now, like, I'm putting the, no pun intended, the promoter hat on right now and
Oh, very
getting your
funny. Yeah.
name. I know exactly. What has it been like going from, oh yeah, behind the guardrail to you're in front of the guardrail. You're kind of the little
Yeah,
brainchild of this all.
I've pulled back the curtain a little bit. It's a lot of people are a lot friendlier than you would believe, especially within deathmatch. There a lot of death like we all know. Deathmatch sometimes does have a reputation for harboring bad folks, but a lot of them are regular, normal, everyday folks who just so happen to get paid to punch each other in the face and get hit with glass. So there are a lot of like I will say doc, someone I have spoke with doing Mr. Lethal's promotion stuff and rated R stuff. Dr. Redacted is one of the nicest fucking human beings on the planet. He
Love my dude.
Yeah, we had him wear our logo on a lab coat at this year's King of the Kill. That was first off, that was crazy to me. I still have that lab coat somewhere. But immediately the first thing he did was he I forget which pin it was, but he like it was Surge. It was my Surge pin on my vest, and we immediately got into like a nice long like conversation about him growing up in that time period, and he's one of the nicer people I've ever met. I feel like I've made enough like acquaintances, I would say, that I would feel that I feel comfortable around. It's also how fast a lot of this can move sometimes. We had like the idea came around November last year. I didn't get the venue until I think June. I forget June or July, and then immediately it's like we're almost in 2025. We're almost there, and it's moved very quickly. I don't know. A lot has it's opened my eyes a lot about a lot of stuff in the business.
That is awesome to hear. Like, yeah, all you've said has been nothing but facts. So I don't have anything to dispute with that. Simon, for you though, this is my question now for you. You've kind of become kind of the outside looking in, but you're still looking in now to a
Yeah.
bigger introspective. What has this experience been like for you now, where you're learning from Razor on a day-to-day basis? You're working with them on a day-to-day basis to make sure things go right. Like, what has this experience been like for you?
It's been, I'm not gonna lie and tell you it's been perfect, because there have been moments where I've been, stupid because I don't know certain things and Razor has to smarten me up. There are some times where I'll be able to chime in with stuff from my position of thinking. There are times where it's good to be able to think as a fan, and then there's times where it's absolutely awful to be thinking as a fan, especially when it comes to putting together a match card. Because
So, yeah.
I'll chime in with something, and Razor sometimes will tell me, no, that's the wrong way to do it. We're doing it this way. And I'll trust him because he has the experience. And then there's sometimes where I'll be looking and like, what about this? And that's, Razor will look and be like, yeah, completely sold. And sometimes, we'll just get together and have ideas, boom, boom, boom. Somehow everything works out. And whether that be now, obviously Razor's been running social media for Instagram as well as a couple other places. I've just gotten a Blue
Facebook.
Sky
I also
setup.
run X as well. So
Yeah.
the bulk of
Yeah.
social media me.
Yeah. He has the bulk of social media.
Somebody, it's me.
I just put up a Blue Sky for us and I've been posting whatever I can there. Obviously, that's a bit fresher, but obviously, with how fast that's growing, what have you. But then again, when you're just talking about booking, it's like us two getting together and somehow meshing with our two brain cells fighting for third place. That's how it comes up, the West Virginia Mountain fight.
Yeah.
That's how we get Roman 5-0 versus the Mothman as a match.
Which, by the way, is
The
the wildest fucking shit I've ever seen on a
Mothman has. Listen, the
showboaster.
Mothman has very like tight-fisted agents. I swear, he's very hard to contact.
It is extremely tough to
I
get in
mean, you're talking about
contact
a
with the
West
Mothman.
Virginian folklore legend. Like,
Right,
yeah,
exactly. Like he.
where are you going, first of all, to even find this person? Second
So a
of
couple people did
all,
die.
it's a cult following. Like, oh my goodness.
Right, a couple people did die. So we know our hearts go out to them.
Are we doing a 10-bell salute for the staff members that
You know
endured
what?
the loss
As
of?
much as we would like to, they all the families requested that we didn't.
Yeah.
So,
Hey, the good news though, cult following hopefully means more fans in the seats.
Exactly.
Absolutely. Point
And
Pleasant's not too far.
oh yeah, that's right.
It
So
is West Virginia.
let's get into what we do know about, like a little bit about this card. Let's hype these people up, because
Okay.
April 3rd, Sunday, April 13th, 2025, in
In
Hurricane, West
Hurricane, West
Virginia.
Virginia, at the Quantum Sports Center. It is it, it's a it's a it's a it's a game field. It's a
Okay.
soccer football field indoors.
Okay.
So
And what's the name of this first show? Just remind me.
the day the Earth caught fire.
Fire.
I named it after a Balzac song. They're a horror punk band, essentially
Okay.
the Japanese equivalent of the Misfits.
Okay. I mean, first of all, I mean, there's so much on this show. You just mentioned Roman 5-0. I mean, dude's a hard ass cop, like
Yeah.
all out the
He is the
law.
as he's put it, he is the quote unquote rent-a-cop of rated R wrestling. He's made it. Not only is he fighting the Mothman, which Lord knows how he's going to take that, considering how much of a hard ass he can be, but he's also made
Yeah,
it clear,
absolutely.
if you have the right price, he will serve as backup. He will serve whatever he needs to be, because
Hence why
that's
he's
just
on the side of the Young Stallions, which makes sense.
exactly.
They're real professional wrestlers who follow the rules, and he is someone who is
He
willing
is
to
someone
uphold
who
the
can,
law.
yeah, he
It's
can
a match made
enforce
in
those
hell.
rules. He can enforce those rules. But if we're
Absolutely.
talking, as close to no rules as possible, I believe we have, if Razor, we correct the Midnight Monsters Brawl.
Oh yes.
Oh man. Who's
To
in
be quite
that?
frank,
that's going to be Butch
That's
Sawyer and Michael Kruger going at it.
Michael Kruger is a name
It,
that is he is starting to grow on me. The times of Crimson Crown, of course. I'd be remiss if I didn't mention next year as well. Literally a month before, he will be facing off with Remington Roar at the We Love Wrestling Deathmatch. And my good friend Tommy Trainwreck's running that, so his name
Absolutely.
is getting out there.
He
Seeing Michael
might
Kruger on
be.
a card is like, oh fuck, we're getting serious now.
Yeah.
Michael Kruger is a name that is synonymous with West Coast Deathmatch.
Yes.
Obviously, you've seen him in Crimson Crown, and most recently, what?
He was in the Carnage Cup.
He was in the Carnage Cup.
Yes, he was
Carnage Cup
in
14.
NWA Deep South Carnage Cup. I don't know how far he went with that. I didn't watch
He
it.
made it to, I think it was the Final Gauntlet, where it
Oh,
was,
lovely.
because it was what, him, Masada, Mickey Knuckles, Sakuta, Bryant Woods, and Lil Sicko, I think in total.
Little Sicko.
Yeah.
The eventual
But
winner of Carnage Cup, Little
the
Sicko.
eventual,
Yeah.
yes. But Michael Kruger, a name that's just West Coast Deathmatch has, while it isn't as well known and as broad sweeping as Deathmatch on the East Coast. But if there are name West Coast names, one of them is absolutely Michael Kruger. And of course, standing up opposite him in the ring is Butch Sawyer, one half of the new faces of death with
Yes.
Dave Reckoning. I'll tell you this much. It's two monsters that are ready to rip each other's heads off. And I'm going to be quite serious. We may need more security. We may have to ask you guys to stand back more. We don't know what's going to happen. And we can't control them. We cannot control these two.
Not speechless.
That,
That leaves
yeah.
me speechless. I mean, what else? I mean, you got all one of our all our personal favorites, Gigi Jacobs, the mayor of Poundtown, putting out recently the pound, was it the Poundtown Open Challenge?
The Poundtown
Yes, the
Rules
Poundtown
Open Challenge.
Rules Challenge.
Yes.
Which, God, Gigi Jacobs, first of all, tremendous voice. I'm so glad within what he's done for us alone, tremendous voice. The dude has a knack for pretty much anything that he does.
He's a smooth
Deathmatch.
talker. He's a
Yeah,
smooth
oh my
talker.
God.
Oh,
He is
absolutely.
very, he just reminds me so much of that 80s territory style because I'm enough of a nerd where I'll go back and be like, well, let me watch Jim Crockett Promotions is like the big one, but let me watch
Yeah.
stuff in Memphis. Let me watch stuff in Kevin Sullivan's Florida. Rest in peace to him. Let me watch whatever. And Gigi Jacobs is like, that man could talk people into a building. That's how smooth and
He's a man
how,
out of time, really.
yeah, how smooth and decisive he is as a talker. And to know it's going to be a Poundtown Rules Open Challenge. First of all, dude's already the mayor of Poundtown, so we know exactly how the hell that goes. Second of all, that opens the door for anyone. That opens the door for absolutely anyone. And quite frankly, we have people who are trying to be like, they want to step up. And the answer, if you're wanting to step up, is you be there in Hurricane West Virginia, April 13th, 2025. You have to be there. This ain't a, this is all on GG. You could tell
Right.
myself, you could tell Razor, hey, I want to step up. And all we can do is tell GG, hey, you got people knocking at the door.
Here's who's knocking. Good luck.
What else in this card? I think one of the few other matches I definitely want to spotlight, of course, is the House of Horrors main event. Neil Diamond Cutter, hardcore. Two vastly different styles. Of course, Neil being that OG ultra violent guy, the Prince of the
First
Death,
Prince of the Death match ever,
like a man who's been there, done that, even went to Japan. Hardcore is
Right.
a guy, and I've been trying to find the right words to describe him for the longest time, but I think I've finally fine-tuned how I feel about him.
Okay.
Hardcore was that underground guy, kind of became that lovable underground guy that everyone and their mother would root for. But
Right.
he's kind of emerged. He got thrown into the deep waters that is deathmatch wrestling now. And he's been to Portland. He's been out east. He's been to the Midwest. He's been everywhere and done that now.
Right
And
now,
the
I believe
challenges are there for him, but he's been able to overcome them.
I believe next year he will be going international in Canada
Yes, he
in
will
that
be for
Canadian
the
Crazy Eight
Canadian.
tournament.
Shout out to my friends at Canadian Deathmatch, the
Good
Crazy Eight
folks.
tournament. He will be in that tournament.
That he will be. But two, while I would say they're opposites, they're at the same time two sides of the same coin.
Yeah.
I know both are going to step it up, and you know that both of these men are very
It's two
creative.
parallel lines. It's two parallel lines going, and we're finally going to see them converge.
Right. Both of these men are both very creative in terms of the brutality that they are able to inflict upon both other people, as we've seen, and of course, both what they're willing to absorb. I know just off the top of my head, Sakuta shoving the skewers straight through one cheek, through the other cheek, and then just leading him around for
Yes.
butter. And I would be remiss to say the scissor bat,
Yep.
the scissor bat that Hardcore took in POR, probably one of the grossest things I've seen in a while.
Yeah.
Just the idea of a scissor bat is gross, and knowing that he took that and still, I believe, wrestled the next day is it shows that they're going to have to kill each other in order to, one of those men are going to walk out the Rated R Wrestling Grindhouse champion, and the other one is going to be carried out in a body bag. And while I hate to see either of them die, I'm very excited to see what they're willing to do to each other.
Damn, I mean, those are some strong words from you, Razor, and you, Simon. I mean, it's just that is a hell of a main event. That's like you look at top to bottom of this card. I mean, you have some wrestling, you have some good old school wrestling, you have some just brawlers, you have some ultra violence, you have a good mix. So my question to you guys is this, though, right now. What do you want fans to get out of Rated R Wrestling? And Razor, I'm going to start with you first on this question.
I want fans to have a good time. I want them to show up. I want them to have look at Rated R. I want them to have an experience at the show where they walk away and go, you know what? I want to go again. I want to come back. I want people to tell their friends, tell their family, like, hey, this is where I was. This is what I saw. I had a wonderful time. You should come with us. And I've been to a lot of deathmatch shows. Some of them have been fantastic. Some of them have been lovely experiences, and then I always like recommend them to the people I go to. And sometimes they're dog fuck awful, and I never want to go back. And I hope to have. I hope that fans are in the camp of this is lovely. I want to come back.
Yeah, I think on my end of things, I want this to be where we can have a mix, because, and what I mean by that is, I'm not a big or as big of a deathmatch guy as
Of
Razor
course.
is, but what I want out of this is I want to have fans, both who are seasoned deathmatch viewers and enjoy that type of style, and for some people who might not be as into that. I want to be able to bring both in and be able to show them that, hey, despite the reputation, deathmatch wrestling is still a phenomenal product when put together in, a way that can be enjoyable for everyone. Because obviously there are some where they are catering hard to the deathmatch fans. For us, it's like, we're going to be a deathmatch promotion. We're still going to put that stuff together, but let's be sure that everyone, because as you said earlier, wrestling is an inclusive culture. Let's be sure everyone can enjoy professional wrestling and everyone can enjoy something on the card.
Very, very great response about it. For your first interview, you guys are knocking this out of the freaking park, just saying. So
I do have slight training. I do have slight training.
I I see you've done this before, man, over
You
here.
lied to me, you bastard.
This has been a great conversation with you guys, as I said, and I really want to make sure you guys, this is your coming out party. You guys are out and about now. You're the public guy as the brain ch children of Radar Wrestling. And just this is gonna be my last question here, just as we wrap this up. Again, thank you guys for coming on. It's been incredible. For both of you, what is something that from now to April that like from now, because it's almost it's Thanksgiving coming up, we're all getting ready for the holidays. What is something that is gonna motivate you to the end of the finish line come April 13th? Once that first show hits, you're like, oh, I can finally be done with this. But at the same time, you're going to be like, well, this was very rewarding too. What is, I'll start with you, Razor, on that.
I love deathmatch wrestling. I think it's one of the most pure forms of art and of theater in America and the world. I heard someone at some point say, professional wrestling is the last bastion of American folk theater, and I think deathmatch wrestling is a more pure, a more emotional form of that. And I've gotten de Deathmatch has gotten me through a lot of horrible shit in my life. I've seen some bad things, I've been around some bad things, and there was always Deathmatch and professional wrestling as a whole to come back to take solace in. And I want to be able to not only give back in a capacity that something that I will go out on a limb and say likely saved me, but there's a lot of promotions that do kind of fall short of either promising things to fans or promising things to the wrestlers, to ring crew, to the people who work cameras, to the people who clean up, to the concession stands. I want to make a nice place to work. I want to make a place that people will look at and go, you know what? That was a good place to go. I want to go back there.
Simon, same question.
For me, it's what's motivating me is probably that this has been a lifelong dream of mine ever since I was maybe 5 years old, because I, growing up, was introduced to wrestling. I mean, for God's sakes, it's bad when I can name the exact show that happened on my birthday when I was first born. Which I'm not going to go into because I'm not doctoring myself or anything like that. But I still remember growing up and watching DVDs, going to pawn shops to look for like the $5 DVDs of wrestling shows that had happened 3, 4, 5 years ago, but still wanting to watch them. And like, this is, I'll be honest, my introduction to deathmatch wrestling was through like Mick Foley. Mick Foley Edge WrestleMania 22 was my introduction to deathmatch style of wrestling. And since that point, I would look for whatever I could about that type of stuff. And now to be sitting here in 2024 going, we are maybe not even 6 months away from putting on our own professional wrestling show and
It's in
fulfilling
pissing
that,
distance.
fulfilling that lifelong dream. It is, that's what both keeps me up at night at times, but that's what lets me get to sleep at night sometimes, is knowing I'm going to put on a wrestling show. I'm going to put on a wrestling show, and it's going to be as good of a wrestling show as I can manage to put on alongside Razor. And at the end of the night, when we're having to clean up whatever it is, and we're in the hotel room talking about what comes next, I'll be able to sit there and be like, we actually fucking did it. We put on a wrestling show together, and nobody can take that away from us, no matter what comes next in life, because you never know what'll happen. Nobody will be able to take away that we put on a professional wrestling show.
That is a great place to cap this incredible conversation right then and there. That is exactly, that's the kind of shit that makes motivates me myself. Like shit. Like I love the passion you both have for wrestling is going to go a long way. And as someone who's been around, has been around this business for a bit, has seen promotions come and go, has seen people put out pipe dreams. but put out reality. Like, and the ideas that you guys have to bring to the table too, that's really great as well. And I mean, that being said, this has been in such an incredible conversation, but this right here, I love doing this. It's a tradition on this podcast. I love giving you guys the floor to promote the crap out of where you have. So my question is, where can we find all things Rated R Wrestling? Where can people go to keep up with you guys? Where can people buy tickets? Where can people find you on socials?
So right now we have four different social media outlets. We are on Facebook, Rated R Wrestling. It's the red logo. We are on X. It is, I believe, Rated RRW underscore wrestling underscore. And for my end, it's Instagram. It's Rated R Wrestling 2024. I know he has the Blue Sky account. I believe it's just Rated R Wrestling dot Blue Sky dot social or something.
Yeah, the account will be at rated-rwrestling.bluesky.social.
And as for tickets, in pretty much every single one of those bios, you can go there. It is linked directly to the Eventbrite page for the day the Earth caught fire. Front row seats are $30. They also come with a complimentary signed poster. We're not sure which poster that is, but we will have two on offer. Second row is $20. That is just second row seating, and general admission is a case of bring your own seat or you may stand if you choose. That's $10. That's as low as $10. $10 is a ticket that can get you through the door. And believe it or not, right now, if you go to that link in our Eventbrite page and you use all capital letters, the code Your Dose of Death, you can get 15% off your entire ticket order right now.
Oh
That's
man.
a hell of a way to get there.
Oh, you guys are too kind. There's only been one other person that is in a promo code under this podcast name. So you are, congratulations, you're only the second one to use that. I appreciate it a lot.
We appreciate you, man. We appreciate you giving us the time of day.
Of
Oh my God,
course,
yeah. Thank you.
always. And I mean
We're
that.
not entitled to anything, and the fact that you allowed us on your to promote this show is it means the world to us.
Well, of course. As I told you guys before we started, I always want to put out the best and brightest, and even the newer guys in the room. And you guys are the newer guys in the room, but your ideas will shine. As someone, and I have my full faith in you guys. So, with that being said, thank you both, Simon Razor, for being on. Thank you to everyone who's listening to this episode, whether YouTube, Spotify, wherever you get your podcast from and on YouTube. Thank you guys again. And thank you for listening to this episode of Your Dose of Death podcast. Excuse me. See you guys on the flip side.
This has been a Count Out podcast.
Hello, my name is Jessica and I'm the host of Jumping Knee Pod, a modern day All Japan podcast. Join me and a guest each month as we cover all that went down in the ring, outside of the ring, and everywhere else. Big title matches, tournaments, character arcs, storytelling, feuds, and more. It's all covered on Jumping Knee Pod. Look out for a bonus episode every once in a while, covering a variety of All Japan topics. So make sure you tune into Jumping Knee Pod. It's a new All Japan podcast for a new All Japan era.